tribute to his mother. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. King Charles III gave his first address to Britain as king, saying he feels profound sorrow over the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, and vowing to carry on her lifelong service, giving one last message to her.
Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Charles and Queen Consort Camilla greeted mourners who gathered at Buckingham Palace today. A service of remembrance for the Queen was also held at St. Paul's Cathedral. Prime Minister Liz Truss and other members of government were in attendance. The man accused in the Waukesha Christmas parade attack has withdrawn an insanity plea. Darryl Brooks is facing nearly 80 charges, including 6 homicide counts in connection with the November 21st crash. Brooks had changed his not guilty plea to not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect in June.
A judge accepting the withdrawal and granting a request from Brooks' attorney to reschedule a jury status hearing, pushing it to September 19th.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Police in Cobb County, Georgia have charged a man with murder in connection with the killing of 2 sheriff's deputies who were serving an arrest warrant on another person in suburban Atlanta. 30-year-old Christopher Golden is facing 2 counts of felony murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault against law enforcement.
They were outstanding men. Men of character and integrity, family men, loved by their family and their kids. And that's what the wives explained to us, unfortunately, during this terrible event at the hospital.
Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens, 32-year-old Christopher Cook, whom the officers were looking for, was booked on theft charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house. Whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
New York's governor declares an emergency to help fight polio.
The disaster emergency comes after more poliovirus was found in wastewater in the New York City area. Further evidence that it's spreading. A sewage sample collected last month east of the city on Long Island testing positive, and health officials say that sample is linked genetically to a previously announced polio case north of the city in Rockland County, the country's first case in nearly a decade. The virus had already been found in Orange and Sullivan counties and in New York City.
Fox's Lisa Brady. In documents just made public today, it was revealed South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem asked a state ethics board to dismiss a complaint against her without a public hearing and to seal off certain records. The ethics complaint was sparked by a report from the Associated Press last year that Noem had taken a hands-on role in a state agency shortly after it had moved to deny her daughter a real estate appraiser license. The 3 retired judges who evaluated the ethics complaint unanimously found last month that there was enough evidence for them to believe that Noem engaged in misconduct by committing malfeasance and a conflict of interest. A British rock superstar pays tribute to the Queen.
Elton John paid tribute to the late Queen Elizabeth II during his show. The rocker released a statement following her death. He said, "She led the country through some of our greatest and darkest moments with grace and decency and genuine caring." He told the audience, "I'm 75 and she's been with me all my life, and I feel very sad that she won't be with me anymore. But I'm glad she's at peace. I'm glad she's at rest, and she deserves it. She worked bloody hard. The British piano man then performed Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The concert was the second of two nights at Toronto's Rogers Center. And part of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, John was knighted by the Queen in 1998.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.